Welcome to Side A, a dose of our lives.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side A contains 2/3 of the sections in our show.
Empire State of Mind and Times Square.
On this side of the episode, we'll catch you up on our personal lives while diving into hip-hop culture and current events.
The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and a dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of 2 sides, 3 sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at The New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us dose mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's The Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm off the telephone. Fuck out of here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? 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 Hey. Hey, what's good, everybody?
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adela. So just in case you didn't know, so...
What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy, DJ SJ614, and we are
the New York Dose.
And today with us, one of our guests in the studio right now is...
Your boy, Anthony Prince!
Yeah, you already know what time it is. I'm here. Also known as Spider.
Spider. We got another T-Unit day in the studio.
Talent Unlimited.
Gang.
Did you say T-Unit?
T-Unit.
Wow.
T-Unit.
For those who don't know, it's a performing arts high school in the East 68th Street called Talent Unlimited, where your talent is unlimited.
That's right.
It is.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's jump into our first segment, which is Empire State of Mind. And using some New York City slang as segment titles, Empire State of Mind is where we showcase our transparency. And during this section, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, confess something that deadass blew our minds this week, and give some shout-outs to some people who are very, very deserving of them.
Hey.
So, Papa, you good? D, what it do? How was your week?
You know, I am good. I saw the vision of what we're doing come to life a little bit this last Sunday. I was like getting work done and like, you know, I think like Spill Tea Podcast was there like doing something.
Right.
And I think like Unlikely Critics like came through. And I think that Sunday I was also there with like Rel from like the lounge. So
ooh,
I was like,
and the whole city and fam?
Yeah. So, you know, we just had like the whole floor dominated, you know, like to ourselves. And I was like, this is the empire. Like, this is the, like, I saw a little glimpse of, you know, that vision, because, you know, CDN, you know, I see us having a whole building with, you know, podcasts on every floor, and we're just out there networking across the world and grinding,
putting out
content on some BuzzFeed shit, you know.
You know, some New York Dose shit.
New York Dose shit. Right. So there was that. I went to go see Alita Battle Angel twice. That movie is so fucking dope. Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah,
what is that? It's a lit ass movie. Go see it. It was, I can't really explain it. It takes place in this like steampunk like era where like there was like a city in the sky, but then like some of it collapsed, and everything that collapsed landed back on Earth, and Earth is kind of like a junkyard, and there's like cyborgs running around, and it was basically about this like little like cyborg girl, and we see her journey going from her not having any recollection of her memory to finally like remembering who she was and where she came from and things like that. But it's a very, very, very dope movie. Like, I saw it twice. I also saw Shazam.
What a piece of shit.
And that's coming from me.
Wait, isn't that throwback?
Shazam?
Yeah.
No, not the fucking, I feel like y'all thinking about the genie.
Yeah,
no,
not the genie.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, don't talk about Shazam like that. I'll fight you.
There's a DC comic book character named Shazam. He's part of like the Justice League.
Okay, is he one of the black characters though?
No, he's white and he has a red costume with a thunderbolt in the middle of it. And
like Flash?
Like Flash, but not Flash. But yeah, went to go see Shazam because, you know, like they're setting up all these individual movies so that they can bring out the Justice League. So what came out right before was Aquaman, right? Yeah. Aquaman was it. So DC movies have this thing for like being trash, like we all know this. But the ones that have been good recently have been Wonder Woman, Aquaman. And that's it, really. Shazam literally just dropped on April 5th, and it is a total piece of shit. Wow. The only good thing about that movie is the last 10 minutes of it, where, like, I mean, I won't spoil it.
I mean, the cover even looks kind of...
I won't spoil it, but in the last 10 minutes, it gets, like, fun, and I would say Megan Good is in the movie, which is great to see.
What does she play?
Yeah, Megan Good.
I haven't seen her on screen in a while.
I said I haven't seen her on screen since Jump the Broom. Jumping the Broom.
Did she get a rich boyfriend, too?
I don't know.
Did they make her play, you know...
No,
the skanky one, like she.
No. She wasn't a hoe like she normally is. I feel like she grew out of like the whole fate, the whole type. But
or yeah, them casting her
as the hoe. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No. She was a respectful woman in this.
She was a respectful in this, on camera
in this version. shout out to one of my little homies that hooked me up. There was a new Olive Garden that opened up.
Little homies, who's your little homie?
Excuse me.
You big homie.
There's an Olive Garden that opened up.
Excuse me.
There's an Olive Garden that opened up in the Sheep's Head. You guys are disgusting. In the Sheep's Head Bay Area, and he works for Olive Garden, so they invited him to like come and basically get like a free like meal because like everybody was still like training.
You got a free because it was on shut. And what was it? I can't even say the area.
What? Oh, she said, babe.
Yeah, that's the reason why you got a free.
Excuse me.
Come to 42nd with that free shit.
You're mad. But that was up. He took,
like, you're around the corner by the M&M store.
Y'all are fucking wild.
Today's a late day.
I went to the gym with RJ that morning and then met up with him. And he took me and RJ with him. And we rode out to Sheep's Head. And we had that free as Olive Garden meal.
And
it was lit. It was amazing. I had the salmon piccata. Ooh.
Was
it mortadella?
You ate expensive.
Mortadella. It was amazing. So
from
amazing.
Olive Garden.
That's fucking right. Yo, don't sleep on these chains. Don't sleep on these chains.
I'm not going to lie.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to lie. Olive Garden breadsticks is popping.
Lit.
It is popping.
Salad.
Okay.
You gotta take the breadstick and dip it a little bit in the salad. Dressing.
Yeah, that's the trick.
That's the hack.
It is lit. It is lit.
But it gotta be fresh.
Always. And then other than that, SOBs. Which I'm sure you'll talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
We went to SOBs last night. Shout out to Young Alice.
Yes.
Shout out to 718 Experience.
Yes.
They put on another dope ass show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually one of the guest hosts.
Yeah.
And guys, let me tell you, I did not want to go on. Well, one, it was a long ass week. Like, might as well get into my
good. Yeah, are you good?
My good.
Yeah, just dive in.
it was an amazing week this week. Definitely a long week. Definitely a tiring week, but still productive, still great.
Okay.
We went to SOBs. One of the reasons why I didn't want to go, one, because I was tired, but two, I was like really super nervous.
She was just in her head.
I was in my head,
yeah.
Overthinking Adeloso,
yep.
The cancer in me. because I was just like, damn, this. I was like, I'm thinking like, okay, kind of drizzled, you know, New York, people don't be coming out. I was like, okay, it'll be fine. Like, I was like in my head, this is me talking to myself in my head. I was like, it'll be fine. It's probably not going to be a lot of people, all this stuff. Like, it'll be good. Yo, we see the line.
Mad niggas showed up.
I was like, what if we just leave? Like,
yeah, sure. I was like, come on.
He was like, I had texted him. I was like, what if we just go in there, just do some interviews and leave? And he goes, Adelise, we're guest hosting.
Yeah, I was
dot,
like,
dot,
guest hosting.
Yeah, we were guest hosting. Yeah, no,
literally. And I was like, oh. just thought I threw it out there.
I was like, what?
But it went actually really well. The 718, I think he's the founder, or I didn't catch his name. Well, the guy who represents him, he made us feel very comfortable.
Yes.
I think super for me. I mean, Derek is used to, he just came off fucking tour. Like,
I mean, but
this, and he's an actor.
Shouts
so
to you.
Thank you.
And it's different when it's like we're recording in the studio than like in front of a live audience. And I'm just like, I was literally like just going back and forth like, Adelise, don't you want to fucking do this?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Stop
yes.
it. But it was, it actually turned out pretty well.
It did.
Even
yeah.
though no one responded to my uptown. Like, hey, it was good SOBs. You know, I was chilling. I was like, hey, because the guy before us was from, like, he was from Long Island or New Jersey, but he had a song called Uptown
Girl.
Bodega.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. Dang.
But you know, when like niggas like shout out their neighborhoods? Yeah. So like, Adeloso tried to do that. She was like, yo, what's good? Wash Heights stand out. Who from Wash Heights? And it was just like,
cricket.
Damn.
It
was like one person.
It wasn't a cricket.
One person wanted, it was, they was like this. They was like, Wash Heights. Like, way in the back. And then I was like, Brooklyn, where you at? And they was like, Brooklyn.
Everybody was from Brooklyn. That's why.
I ain't gonna front. SOBs is infested with BK.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
How dare you use the word infested? Excuse me.
I'm sorry. It'd be about be a lot of Brooklyn rappers.
We are blessings. divine blessings.
Besides that, it was good.
It was lit. Well. It was mad fun. What about you, Spider? You good? How's your week? What's going on? What's up in the grandiose life of Anansi the Spider?
Yeah.
All right, you better. You're not supposed to call me that on the radio.
I'm
station,
sorry. I'm supposed to respect you. I'm sorry.
Respect. Okay. You got to show me some respect on here.
I'm sorry. Okay. Always.
While I smack the blonde out your head.
Well, there we go.
Oh my God.
Nah, I'm not bringing. No, listen. I'm not trying to promote no violence. Listen, Derek is a good homie.
He got a brand to protect.
Right? After the show, whoop your ass. Nah, but man, I had a great weekend this week. It was some days I felt a little unproductive, but I'm working on this show that is going to be releasing soon. Super dope.
Ooh,
so much
show.
Moving parts. So during Paris Fashion Week, I had went out there to work with Zendaya and Law, her stylist.
Right. Yeah. I saw that.
So we were able to shot
our crew in the back. He's like, that's my wife.
she's so gorgeous.
You can say it out loud.
Nah, but she's super duper awesome and tall. What you call Law is super dope as well.
I'm so sorry. Before you move on from this, I took that exact photo that he took with Zendaya because we're all in a group chat. It's like me, Spider, Icy, and some of our other high school friends. And I haven't been in the group chat lately. So when I did peek in, Spider was being mad annoying, like trying to like call me out. And then he was like, I'm just looking for attention. So then I cropped the picture of like him and Zendaya and I put it in the group chat and I was like, oh my God, Spider, I can't believe you met Zendaya. Oh my God, you're so handsome. Yay. And then I was like, that should hold you over for the next month. But continue.
But it actually did though.
That was because he calmed down after that.
Anyway, it was such a great experience. It's gonna be a 3-4-part series documentary.
Yes.
It's just crazy. I can't say too much about it.
I love it.
But it's based off of her Tommy X Zendaya collaboration.
Right. Yeah.
We filmed the whole process leading up to. It was all for, you know, all black woman cast.
Yes.
All the models were amazing. They were legendary models.
Yes.
There were models who are killing the runway now.
Yes.
So it was just like, it's just this amazing woman synergy happening in the background. And like, just to see like women of color, you know, being able to like take control of their narrative and, you know, be able to, you know, just really bring it forth on a different platform, you know, was amazing. Not that it wasn't done before.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this
to
was
be involved with that.
But this
atmosphere.
Was what you were involved with this project, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's super dope.
Very exciting. Zendaya, is she amazing in person?
She's awesome. She's super down to earth.
How old is she again? She's like 24, 3.
I think she's like 21.
It's like 22, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she's young.
Beautiful.
It's you. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
that generation.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I know the guy who.
So what, like,
you style? That's your role in it? You're the stylist?
No. So on the Law Roach is Zendaya's stylist, and he, like, pretty much helped creative direct the whole thing with Zendaya, and like they work so dope in unison. Mm. It's amazing. They brought in so many other different people to make it happen, and I just kind of like shadowed them both, you know, on the journey of like making it happen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nice. Dope. We're gonna dive over to our next section. It's lit.
It's lit.
And honestly, what is lit is so that Young Atlas thing that we were talking about. So Young Atlas is the entity that put together that event at SOBs last night. And SOBs. And we actually have a partnership with them. And I just want to take a moment to shout out some of the services that they have, because if you are like an artist or anything like that,
yes.
They are basically kind of like a one-stop shop for you to go to if you're trying to get things taken care of, so that you don't have to like run all around or over the place. So they provide studio time, graphic design, photo shoots, music videos, interviews. They have pop-up shop locations. Merchandising is involved. They do general PR, like blog placement, write-ups, promotions. They offer beats. They do podcast locations. They do general consultations and music business guidance. And then they do like single promotions as well. Legit, like they are really fucking dope. And I think just being at that event in that space with all those artists that they mm-hmm. were able to bring together was just a testimony to like the power that they have, you know.
Yes.
Which I think is super dope. So Young Atlas is a lit service here in this city, and if you're
uptown,
and if you're interested in something like that, you can get in contact with them at youngatlasofficial@gmail.com. That's youngatlasofficial@gmail.com.
Yes, and tell them New York Dose sent you.
Yeah. Tell them New York Dose sent you. Might get a little set and nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes, it's lit.
It's lit. Spider, do you have anything that's lit in New York City? Anything that's popping right now? You've been to a popping restaurant?
pretty
popping.
Yes.
Yo, I'm so weak.
Man, you know what is pretty popping today? Matter of fact, yesterday I went to the Boil in LES.
Okay.
I got some crabs yesterday.
Basic. Yes.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I had the corn. I told them to put it in the bag with the lobster.
Had them shake it up.
I shook that shit up.
That's right.
I murdered it by myself.
That's right.
I did not suck it. Pause.
You have to suck the corn.
You have to suck the corn.
If it has the juices.
I did suck the corn. Okay. Nah, but it was amazing. Yeah, freaking.
The Boil in the Lower East Side. Because I know there's another location.
They have
where?
14. They have it up by 8th Street.
Yeah, it's by NYU.
Yeah.
The Boil is all right.
The boy is cool. Claw Daddy's cool.
Claw Daddy.
I love Claw Daddy. And I was actually thinking, because we went there for brother's birthday.
Oh, we did, yeah.
And I was mass smacked in there.
Yeah, weren't we?
But I think that made even more, but the Claw Daddy was lit.
Yo, yeah. I ain't gonna front. My also, a good friend of mine just opened up a spot uptown.
Oh!
It's authentic, I think, West African food. Hold on, let me look it up real quick.
It's called what?
It's Taranga. It's authentic African food. Authentic African food is comfort food, is what their motto is.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, definitely check them out. They're amazing. There's some good friends of mine. Shouts to Fola.
I want to, how you pronounce it?
It's Taranga.
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 It's Taranga.
Yes. Hey, we live, y'all. We live.
We are, man. Live. Yo, man, Derek, this drink that you served up.
Derek made us.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I didn't even know he brought liquor because
the New York Dose is on a very tight budget.
If anyone wants to be our liquor sponsor, just hit us up.
Please.
The New York Dose.
Have you guys ever heard of Owl's Brew?
No.
Yo, Owl's Brew. So me and my partner, Ashley, we run a nude figure drawing class session that we used to do like every month, and then it went bi-monthly, and then it's back to like every now and then. But it's really like a space where people can communicate and like get to like know each other and talk about what they're doing through the form of drawing. which is amazing. Usually really for like, you know, our PSC community, also building there as well.
Right.
But Owl's Brew is one of our main sponsors, and like they have this beer tea wine made by women. It's super good. It's like,
made by women.
You know, you just need like 2-3, you'd be good.
Yeah. You
know,
ooh, Abby, you should look into that.
What is it called again?
The Owl's Brew.
The Owls, like an owl?
Yeah.
Yes. Brew. That's dope.
Yeah, it's mad good.
Yes.
They have this melon flavor. Oh my gosh.
Melon.
Ooh.
I don't know about melon.
I love melon.
I don't like melon.
You don't like melon?
Wait, I'm confusing it with the green melon. What is it called?
All of them? I'm like,
they're all watermelon?
Melon. Like, that's orange in the inside. That one.
Oh, cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah.
But then there's a green one. What is it called?
Watermelon?
No, it's green inside. It's just green inside.
Oh, guava. I mean, not guava. You know you're talking about.
Avocado. You know what you're talking about.
My avocado.
Nah. y'all are wildin'.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't eat fruits, contrary to popular belief. So we're going to go over to our next section. This is Dead Ass. And this is where we discuss anything that blew our mind during the week. So Spider, I'm going to let you think about it if anything did.
Yeah.
And I'm going to quickly just talk on the whole. Oh, did you guys hear about the... Why are you looking at me like that? Because the glitch. I'm going to turn how.
That's how. I'm the hot like,
this nigga of my functioning.
What is the
y'all heard about the
drink?
Yeah, it'll get you. I'll name it that. It'll get you.
Whoa, it'll get you.
Did y'all hear about the Omari Omari Hardwick situation?
Wait, sorry, it's called Honeydew. Noel told us.
Honeydew.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Noel.
Did you Google that?
That shit is disturbing.
So you knew all this time you ain't say shit.
Wow.
He's in the back, he's recording. He's being a good
information and you dismiss it.
Listen, man, thank you still. Thank you.
Always stand up.
Yeah, so what is this?
All right, so basically Beyonce was at the I believe it was the NAACP Awards. And Omari Hardwick had like basically gave her like a kiss on the cheek, but Beyonce's reaction to it looked like she like didn't want it. And he double kissed her. So it was like, mwah, and then I think he did it, and then like it looked like she didn't want it, and then he did it on the other side.
Oh.
So then there was this like, I'm gonna try to like bring it up. So then there was this whole conversation being brought up.
Well, yeah. I mean, are they like cool? Like, obviously not if she did a face.
Was Jay-Z okay with this?
Jay-Z was right there. Jay-Z was right. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Damn. I mean, it's right here, but I don't want to catch one that's like too long. But anyway, so while I'm looking through this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm stalling.
Because he was this, because definitely, I'm pretty sure Beyonce was like, wait, hold on. Nigga, what? Like,
yeah.
He did it again. You're like, okay.
Look, all right, everybody look. So this is it, right? So.
He's hugging kind of tight.
So that happens, right? So then there was this whole conversation on the internet, like, women are always put in this position.
But he didn't double kiss.
He didn't kiss the other side. He just did it two sides. Like, damn.
Yeah. I feel like he did kind of hold her a little bit too
tight.
What is Beyonce? Who you? Why you?
Okay. I know, but still, like, that hug felt like, ooh, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Okay.
My thing was, yo, people start, I mean, all right, so my opinion is, I feel like Spider said, and I don't know, maybe that's just because we're men. Maybe you should educate us on this, I don't know. So, but I felt like, again, because this is Beyonce, I'm like, she don't need y'all help. Where was y'all when Monique was asking to boycott Netflix? Because now all of a sudden people are like, oh, cancel Omari Hardwick. He was ODing on Beyonce. She was put in an uncomfortable position. She didn't want that. Women are always put in this place and we're forced to pretend like we like it. She didn't ask for that.
I do agree with that, but I don't think... That's what they're basing off of.
They are talking about they are pretending like these are Beyonce's feelings.
Okay, but you said there was a double kiss. I didn't see a double kiss.
It was on the same cheek. Right?
It was on the same cheek.
It was on the same cheek.
Like he kissed the same cheek.
He
came, twice?
He kissed her, he hugged her, he kissed her again.
Yeah.
He's overstepping his boundaries.
I want to see it again.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, you should have just did. You could have just did one.
Right. Look, 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 look.
Kiss, hug, kiss. Ooh. Wait, and that was kind of close to the
to
lips.
To them lips. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
I do.
Wait, you saw Jay-Z's face.
Yes, yes. And I peeped
Jay-Z's face. Can you screenshot it and make a meme? Like, this how the media is supposed to work. You know.
Yes, yes. Look, 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 look.
Yo, he was just like, what?
Right, right. Like, it all happened so fast. But I don't think that Omari had any, like, malintentions, though.
I don't think there was malintentions. There was no. But it also could be, like, adrenaline, too, where it's just, yeah. There's sometimes, you know, like, when somebody, like, when you're meeting someone and, like, you're hype, whatever, you'd be like, all right, have a, like, have a safe flight or whatever. You're like, you too. You're like, you're not even fucking going anywhere. Yes. Like, you say shit, you know, shit just comes out. You know, I feel like that's what it was a little bit, but I do believe, I feel like their beehive is a little bit reaching, saying like putting her in a comfortable situation, but that is real though. She probably did feel uncomfortable, like, damn, he didn't have to double kiss me. Like, because I would have felt that too, like, you gave me a kiss the first time, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like he could have been a little bit more aware with that, especially being that her husband was definitely next to her. But I do feel like it probably wasn't, like, it was just probably an adrenaline.
Yeah, like, and then, you know, like, when you at these things and you, like, trying to, like, hurry up and congratulate somebody, and like your head turns the wrong way, so you might get a little close to the mouth, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like it was, like, that crazy. Like, I feel like people was really dragging the situation. Like,
yeah, come on, guys, be nice out there. Like, don't put, you saying, people blowing this up in a certain way kind of makes it into something that it isn't, and that's not cool on you guys.
And they were like really trying to like destroy this man's like livelihood
because he's married too.
I mean,
of course he wasn't trying to kiss her on TV, broad daylight in front of everybody.
He was trying to congratulate her, like, you know. Just, I mean, I don't know, whatever. That's me, but
it did look a little cozy. Imagine Beyonce and Omari, they fuck around.
That would be crazy.
You never know.
she like, got your ass back, Jay. Finally.
You know, you gotta act and
don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
You know about
I tried to kiss it away. And then I
know. So stupid. But yeah, so
like,
that was me.
What the fuck you making it mad hot right now?
Yo, you're wild.
It's the drink.
Spider, is there anything that you got a dead ass for this week? Is there anything that blew your mind?
Yes, I have a really big dead ass this week.
Talk about
it. And I think, number one, just like the violence that's happening in this world right now is out of control.
Yeah,
I know what I'm about to touch on right now. Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace.
Yes.
That was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody who's really trying to provide for the community might have like a really, you know, just a conversation with somebody that just got taken out of hand and went too far.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to really be able to control our feelings. We need this mental help. Shout out to Dr. Jess. That's out. She's out there right now. She did that private session with Charlamagne.
Okay. Oh, okay. But
she's like trying to, like, you know, do that for our community, you know, POC, to be able to break down what it is these things are and how we feel, and just to, you know, the cycle, you know, the way our brain works and like how we need to be able to listen to ourselves in some cases. But yeah, man, like that really, it really hurt me to see somebody so amazing, you know, go like that.
Yeah, because get taken we didn't down, need so, that. Yeah.
We didn't need that for our community. The last thing that we need is for us to be fighting each other, and we don't need to do that. So shouts to all the men out there who are putting in the work.
Thank you.
To being better and provide opportunities for other people, because, you know, rather it's black or white, because right now in this world, we really need each other to, like, you know, really build on each other and not break each other down, man. That's not cool anymore.
I completely agree. Yeah,
You know, and I wasn't like I guess we'll just talk about it now because I was going to talk about it later on, but
sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just like I wasn't like really connected with him and like his music. Like, I heard little clips here and there, but like just seeing everything he did for his community and like everything that he stood for, and just like thinking about like Lauren London and like her family and all that, like,
and his kids.
Being like a woman, I saw a meme that said like this is why, like, when we're calling our man 100 times to seeing where you're at, I mean, besides, you know, us
being crazy and
no, but there's times like where it's really genuine, especially if you know
the world
that your world is and in. Your man, like, yeah. And you know, like, what he's involved in or what he was, you know, and all that shit. Like, there's a built there's a in method to you the know madness. And as women we have that intuition and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was a meme that it was saying, like, if the reason why we call you all the time seeing if you're okay, seeing what time is because of certain shit like that, where we could, like, kind of, like, foresee it. Right. Not saying that we're like, you know, whatever, but more or less, like, you know, I respected that meme because I was like, you know, thank you, because
niggas just making us look crazy.
Exactly, like, we're just a crazy, like, thing, but sometimes it really just comes out of love and just out of, like, you know, we want you to be safe.
I will say for myself, like, I've gotten Nipsey actually gave me an opportunity years ago when I was working at when I did this event for Source Magazine, right? So I went out there with my camera, I shot it, and then, you know, he was one of the people that was on the red carpet that we had to grab. So I'm like, all right, bet, you know what I mean? Like, yo, bro, I'm doing this and doing that, like, let me know if you need a music video. He was like, all right, little homie, like, you know what I mean? Pull up tomorrow, here's my number, hit me up tomorrow, I'm gonna give you the address to my hotel, and then, you feel me, whatever. So I told my boy Mega, shout out to Bola, the Mega boy, he came out, and he was like, yo, bro, we about to shoot this video for Nipsey, we about to blow up, bro, it's lit. And this is when he first was, like, you know, like, really breaking on the East Coast for us.
Yeah.
And he was with Cinematic Records. And yeah, man, we went out there. We didn't shoot the music video, but we shot the behind the scenes for it, because, you know, they already had their guy or whatever. But it's just the opportunity right there. Like,
to
he
be
was
in
just
that,
like,
atmosphere.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And it really really opened up some doors for me. And it's just, it kind of sucks that I know that that's just the most minimal way you can, you know, do things.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how many other people that he came
helping
across
and touching. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because of his message was real and he was about it. And, you know, I don't want to get too sentimental about it, and I know a lot of people are feeling right now, but just, you know, people think about what you're doing before you do it. Don't let your feelings really get you in a place where you cannot come back, because that's not, you know.
I completely agree. Yo, even like, even something so simple, this is such, like, a minute level of that, but, like, I was at work, and, you know, like, I work with, like, you know, the youth and things like that, and one of the boys in the house, he had, like, misplaced his headphones, and the environment that we work in, like, somebody will deadass, like, steal your shit if you leave it unattended, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, one of the other people in the house. So he couldn't find his headphones for a second, and literally he, like, walked away from it, like, came back, and, like, it was gone, and he was about to get, like, all, like, pumped up. And my coworker was like, take a second, take a deep breath, and look for it again. And as soon as he did that, like, he found it, like, in his bed. And he was like, yo, like, when did I put those there? Like, da-da-da. And then she was like, but you see what happened when you took that deep breath and you, like, thought about it and you went back to try again? And, like, something like that easily translates into, like, the larger topics and larger facets of that, because it's like, if people would just take a moment when they're in the heat of all that anger, aggression, and just take, like, a deep breath and, like, think, okay, what am I doing, is this worth it, then they will be all right at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. I really do feel it, like, you know, people take a breath, you know what I mean, be present in the moment before you let your feelings get to you.
Yep.
And then, you know, reconsider the situation that you're in. But absolutely. Yeah, man, that was my dead ass, bro. Like, so dead ass, guys. Dead ass.
Dead ass. But sometimes, like, you could get caught up in your feelings, though. How do you, like, I feel like guys are good with, like, stopping, like, catching themselves before they get too caught up. I'm not saying all. What do you mean?
It'd be us.
Yeah, right, that ass.
Well, but I feel like,
actually, yeah.
Well, it depends.
You feel like we catch ourselves.
It depends on the situation, of course.
Yeah.
But I feel like there is a little bit, not in all, but I feel like
in most cases, you kind of right, because I be almost jumping out of my car to beat niggas' asses on the road. I do take that breath for a hot second.
Yeah, because you know the damage that could happen in the situation. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, yo, I had this wild dream last night, yo. I had this dream last night that some nigga slapped my girl's ass, and I was like, yo, what is he doing? Like, he didn't see me. And then I, like,
You know, I was about to go in on him, but then I woke up. But it was just,
but then I woke up.
I was like, what you doing? And she was like, what? And then I was just way taken back. You know what I mean? I can't. Some things you cannot stop yourself from doing.
It's very true. It is very true.
But then, yeah, ego will take over. I'm just saying. And then I feel ego, then the emotion and the ego mixed.
They be battling, and sometimes they be teaming up together.
I've seen from my ex some crazy shit because of that. Mm. Him battling his demons. Honestly,
the one thing that I'll always say is that
get to the mic, Noel. Okay. Let us know real quick.
I feel like the one thing that's always present is that for myself, I always say like,
yeah, you gotta put your lips on it.
I feel like I always say, and I tweet this out occasionally, like pretty often actually, I say that the male ego is fragile because like it is. And the thing is like to move past that and to really come into yourself as a man, you have to really recognize that and say like the male ego is fragile, but like you can move past that and you can work to make yourself a better person, because the minute like you let that consume you and be like, nah, this and that, and think you're so high and mighty, it's like that's where you're at fault, you know? Like that's where all that conversation comes in, is like, you know, you wild in this or whatever the case is, you know? That's just the way things are. But if you're able to like really confront that as a man, I feel like it makes you stronger to move on through life, you know? Because a lot of dudes, like especially older dudes, especially being Hispanic, like a lot of dudes is like, nah, suck it up, you know, like your grandpa or whatever, it's like, suck it up, don't cry or whatever it is, blah blah, be a man, be a man. And be a man, but like realize like you're a person just like somebody else, you know?
Yep.
Just like everybody in the room, you feel?
Agreed.
Yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely.
Not double-sided. What do they call it? Is that double-sided?
The double-edged sword. Double standards.
It's the drink. This drink is creeping up on me, bro.
It'll get you. What's the name? It'll get you.
That sounds very
cool. Tonight, we are sponsored by. We are sponsored by my drink. It'll get you.
You look so creepy on camera doing the "Here Comes Derek."
It'll get you.
Young Cosby.
We're going to move on to our next segment. This is Yas. And this is where we give a shout out to anyone who deserves it. Yes. So, Adeloso did all of hers as she normally does in the segments that not pertain to. But, you know, why don't you just do it again now that we're in the correct spot?
Well, we just been talking about it the whole episode. That's why. The fuck? anyway. Young Atlas. Yo, Young Atlas is getting OD promo.
They are. We got to tag them so they know.
But for real, Young Atlas, I want to give a shout out to them because they just, you know, we have that partnership with them. And Kai is just amazing and very accommodating and very just so helpful and so just amazing. So shout out to them. Shout out to 718 Experience for also making us feel like so welcomed and just like they're like we're super prepared to like they had mad people coming up to them
on the spot. And
I
personally I can't handle shit like that. All artists would have had to have their shit submitted at least a week prior,
right?
You know how I operate. I don't do that last minute.
But he was just so calm and collective, he just was holding shit down. So shout out to 718 Experience.
I love a professional coordinator on the scene. Like I love like a good point of contact. Like fuck me up. Like
and he was just like, how are you? He wasn't just like, all right, you know, just stand right here, like whatever.
He was
just like, how are you? You know, what's your name? Yes. Like all this stuff. Yes. And those little key things are so important. So thank you so much, 718 Experience, for that. Shout out to Jada.
Yo, Jada got that $20 for her drink. During that twerking contest, which I told Adeloso to participate in.
Yes, he was
forcing. But she was on her shy shit last night.
She was like,
no, don't make me, no.
No, the only reason is because I went to Jamaica.
Oh my God. Uh-oh.
You know, I did participate there and I almost fell.
No.
So I was like, maybe not. You know, I did have my heels off.
I was about to have to get out there and do it for you.
That's why you got to do it pretty. You got to do like the little pretty, like the tiny prissy.
I was doing like my little light.
Yeah, the little.
You feel me? That's still impactful.
It is.
Right.
You know.
So I was doing that, but he was forcing me, and I was like, "You need to relax."
Yeah, she was like, "No, you know, it was like when you try to make your child take a picture with Santa or the Easter Bunny, at the mall. She was like, no, no, don't. I don't want to. But yeah, so shout out
to Jada. She just dropped her first episode from
That's What He Said. Yes. Which is a part, so her podcast is part of the CDN network, the Carbon Dioxide network, which is the network that we are a part of. And yeah, they just dropped their first episode, so shout out to them.
Yeah, and she took me home last night. And I think that was so sweet. And it was like my first time like really hanging out with her. And she's so dope.
Yeah, she's super dope.
Yes, and her co-producer slash Sheena Bay.
Yeah, her boo thing.
She was so sweet too. Like it was just like a nice, like we both lived in the Bronx, but I thought it was really sweet of her for offering to take me home and like just like her energy and all of that. And we can't wait. She was like, I want you guys on our episode. I was like, yo, we all have like intense personality.
We do. It's gonna be so fun.
I can't wait. So shout out to y'all. Thank y'all.
I want to give a yes to Victoria Casho for liking episode 58B. Tap my fucking name on it so you know it's real. What?
I gotta give a shout out to my baby girl Melissa Cannell in the book. She came through with the plug.
Millie Mails.
She got that super curly fro. It's real nice.
I'm gonna add her too. She's a dope ass designer. Yes. You guys have to follow her.
I remember them.
Come on, girl.
Yes.
Audacious by Melissa out here.
_by_Melissa
Hello.
It'll be in the description for y'all.
Yes, it will be. Absolutely. Yes. We got Buff State and TU up in the building. Hey, it's lit. See what going to school will do for you kids. Go to school.
You know what they say? Remember the first day of school when they're like, look at the person next to you.
Yeah.
Look at the other person next to you. You never know, right? You never know.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like you had something to say. Come to the mic, girl.
Yeah, get to the mic.
She's like, me.
Me. I just want to say I'm just a little bashful right now. So I just want to say, honestly, just sitting here and seeing you guys, like, it just inspired me more. Like, you guys have been doing this for mad long. Like,
thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Like, this just fills my heart so much. Like, it just makes me want to, like, tear up because, like. But listen, like you guys, like I know we haven't like chilled in a while for a bit, but I see you guys on social media like doing your thing, and like, and I see Adelise like does her dance and whatnot. Like you guys work hard, and especially you too. I see you traveling and whatnot, like. Bro,
you too.
Sis.
You too. We're all out here.
We're gonna go above and beyond. Okay, we're glitter and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank
that's a yes
so
for
much,
everybody.
Girl. Right, that's a yes for everyone.
Yes,
I love it. I love it.
Thank you guys. Honestly, I really appreciate y'all to invite me here. Like this, honestly, you know how like God puts you in certain places, like and you don't even know, like. Honestly, coming here just inspired me like so much more.
We gotta get you on the episode now.
Honestly, I want to now. I want to. Yes. And my boyfriend's here, Renee.
Hey. The baby.
Hello.
He has been saying like he wants to do like a podcast and also a movie, and actually he wants to do acting too. So like, hopefully this inspires you too, babe.
You're around
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aww. Thank you, love.
Thank you. Yes. And we will have her info in that episode description, so y'all could check out them designs because she's been doing this since day one, girl. I remember you in Buff State doing a damn thing. Okay. Hello. But yeah, shout out also to Victoria Castro. For like an episode,
Ms. Castro,
she catching up. Here. She here, like that. That's an MVP. MVP. Episode 58B. Tap my fucking name on it, so I know it's real. With Capital and Devon Rodriguez, those are our two tattoo artists from Watch Heights.
One from Watch Heights, one from the Bronx.
Uptown, there we go. Watch Heights in the Bronx, uptown. And then to CBD Beats and Sensual Instrumentals for like an episode 71A. Wound Mates and Toxic Relationships with Alan Jaquan.
We gotta listen to his Sensual Instrumentals.
Yeah, I wanna see what the fuck this is about. Right. Sounds pretty lit.
Yes.
But all right, we're gonna move on to the second section of our show. This is Times Square. Our second section of the show representing the area with the pitter patter, chit chatter, hustle and bustle of the city with the muscle, cause can't nobody flex like us. During this section, we jaywalk through our segments with zero fucks given, spilling all the tea with that word on the street and giving y'all something to obsess over besides our show, of course. So, we are going to... we're not going to do that because you just did it.
Yeah, okay, all
right.
Already,
so, we're going to dive right into Word on the Street.
Even though he's part of Word on the Street. He's just the whole episode. We should have done the whole episode just for him.
About him. So, Word on the Street, right? Speaking of violent crimes and shit like that, I'm putting the Bronx on hiatus. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I cannot go to the Bronx or visit the Bronx until y'all get y'all shit together. Like, I just saw another posting on News 12 that basically showed this graphic-ass scene of a shooting and stabbing right outside of Mott Haven Bar.
Yo.
Which, like, we're there all the time.
We've done mad events
Mad events in that Mott Haven Bar. And, like...
Well, we were participated and invited to.
Shout out to Edwin Reyes.
Yeah.
But, yo, that shit was crazy. Like, damn. They deadass, like, stabbed this guy up. Like, the whole... Like, it was caught on camera. Stabbed mad times. A couple of weeks ago, my brother, his Uber got shot up while he was driving through the Bronx.
That's
could have been dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, praise God. Praise him. Wow, God.
And my block, too. Like,
oh, your block getting crazy, y'all. I mean, my definitely block, not you know, going.
It wasn't crazy, like, with stabbings and shootings, but, I mean, my block has always been... You know, because there's a lot of druggies on my block too, so it's like it's always the ambulance are always there. But there was like mad little kids about to fight.
Nah,
it's the little kid. All right, see it. All right, listen.
But that's just whatever. But it's just noisy still.
It's noisy.
It's rowdy.
You can't have no kids fighting on the
block, y'all. Where you think you at?
Yeah. So
put them up.
Bronx is on hiatus for me until I stop seeing things in the reports.
You need to relax. You're from fucking Brownsville.
Yeah, and that's right. And guess who hasn't been in the news? Brownsville. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's crazy down there, too.
Excuse me, but we're not on the news. Thank you very much. I'm moving on to, you know, Miss Grande.
Ooh,
there's been a lot of speculation over her sexuality, which is dumb annoying. But, so, you know, when she came out with Thank You Next, a lot of people were mistaken over that one line when she's like, she basically is like, shout out to she says Ari, but it sounds like Aubrey, like during the song.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to like clear that up. And of course she was like, you know, no, I said
talking
Ari. She's talking about herself.
Yeah.
Cause you know, she's like, one taught me love, one taught me patience, and she's referencing herself. But then she just dropped a new song called Monopoly with Victoria Monet.
Mm-hmm. And there's different album. Like,
not even an album. You? She's just on her like, let me she's release some like, single shit.
I just want to say shout out to the homie Alfredo Flores for shooting that video, because the video is mad cool. I saw that.
I didn't see for Monopoly.
Yeah, I think is it yeah.
Or
yeah.
Thank You Next.
No, Monopoly.
I didn't see the video.
They shot like a little tour video.
Oh,
or something
that's
like
cute.
That. Yeah, it's real nice.
Makes sense. Yeah. So I got to see that. Shout out to you, nigga.
Alfredo Flores.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah, so there's this one line in that song where she just blatantly says, like, I like women and men. So everyone.
Speaking of that, when I was in SOBs, that girl, Lana.
Oh, what's her name? Was it?
When I was trying to get her ass, she was like, you cute. And
oh,
I was
the
Jean
Eichel looking girl, right? Yeah, the Janae, whatever. Yeah, do your thing, girl. No.
Why are you trying to call me out? Like, I'm just saying.
You know, sexuality is fluid.
I can't.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like this is an exciting venture for, you know, like Ariana, you know, coming off the Pete thing. You know, I'm here for it. I'm here
so
for her.
So, in the song, is she saying, like, she is
now she
fine.
The line is, I like women and men.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like, it's no more, like, little let me sneak around this bush. Yeah,
right.
It's just flat out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a bisexual anthem because, you know, Victoria Monet, I think she is, like, out as bi. But when people, like, have asked Ariana, she's like, I don't have to, you know, like, define my sexuality.
Right.
It's like that whole thing. You know, like, which is cool, but it's also like, girl, just, you know, just come on. Just stop.
Yeah,
stop.
I'm like,
stop.
How do you feel about all the...
Niggas that like to play on the fence. And they're like, I don't like
oh,
to
no,
define my...
Like, no...
no label,
bro,
no nothing.
No
I mean,
see,
like,
how do you feel about that?
In my deep heart, I'm like, do what you want, do
right.
what you will. But yeah, whatever. So the other thing that I want to talk about is the fact, as Domino sends me a message, is the fact that Burger King is testing out meatless Whoppers. Which I think is pretty fucking dope, because I feel like we're moving toward this phase of I don't know if you guys have ever been to like Bear Burger and heard of or had the Impossible Burger, which is made completely out of like plant and some other like scientific shit.
But yeah, but at the same time, what are you putting in this meatless burger? I'm sorry, Burger King doesn't have a good rap with me, so they canceled again.
Damn, like, there it
I'm
is.
Not doing that. Sorry, we're stamping that again now.
No, I completely feel you. I also want to know what is going to be in Burger King's meatless Whopper, because I don't know if they have like a budget to be doing all of that. But I think we as a society, I know that we as a society are moving toward this like impossible / meatless like wave.
Trying it too with like.
Because there's no more animals left.
Nuggets.
Y'all niggas is eating them all. Like,
and it's expensive. And it's expensive.
He's still eating animals.
I'm 6 months.
He became a pescatarian and now he thinks he's just all high and mighty because he's a pescatarian. But you're still eating animals.
I'm 6 months pescatarian.
It's not as expensive as you think because you're buying in bulk. So really, it's like it kind of evens out because you're buying less than you would. Like, if you're replenishing like all the time with just regular foods. Veganism, I can't afford that shit, but if I could,
look you
up,
yeah, no, I'm like,
there's some good stuff out there. There's some really good vegan options out
there. There are some really good vegan options out there.
I feel like for me, like for me right now, I'm trying to like it's a balance for me. Sometimes I like chicken, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's the same case with everybody.
Right.
So like balance it out, man. Don't do it all the time and be, you know, think about the places that you're gonna go eat this meat at.
Right.
This is true. You know what I mean? And I'm not eating no meat at Burger King.
I'm with you. I hear you. I fucking feel you. Another cool thing I think that's happening is so, you know, Ivy Park is Beyonce's collection of clothing, her whole thing. And before, I think she was partnered with Topshop on that endeavor.
Yes.
But that connection ended in December of 2018, I believe. And it just was announced that she is pairing up with Adidas, actually.
Hey.
Which I think is very exciting because I feel like Ivy Park was this very, like, like, where is it? Like, where do we get these clothes
and
from?
Like, yeah. I mean, I
even
like,
though I do have an Ivy Park crop top that I wear.
I liked it, but I did expect a little bit more. It just felt like
it felt kind of flat, right?
Like, it felt like it was just like samples.
Yes.
It didn't
yes.
feel like a collection,
exactly.
You know?
And I feel like with her partnering up with Adidas will help her reach her full potential within that athleisure.
For sure. Of course, it makes sense. She should have done that in the beginning, I feel
like. I'm not going to front. And Adidas be having a good campaign. So, you know, they about to get some good people in there. Not that was noise already people, but
they have culture in
there. Exactly. They have real people working behind the scenes. Shouts to them on that.
Yo, I heard that she denied because she was going to do a Reebok, but she denied because their team is not as diverse.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
That's that right. There you go.
Maybe that's why it ain't hitting like that.
There you go. There it is. That would have been a cute little thing for Reebok, though.
Every design, like, come on, brands, get with the program.
I mean, it's
like,
not even a conversation. Like, y'all just dumb at this point. Like, get get the niggas in the room, like, literally. And last but not least, for my word on the street, y'all know I was on this show before it even came out. I predicted it coming out, and then it was in production, and then it came out, and then it was fucking lit. Everybody was on it, and I was on it, and now season 2 is out. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Yo, that show is so fucking dope.
I love the intro.
Yes. Yes. Everything is life. Season 2 is out on Netflix. So go binge that shit. It's dope. What you want? What you
I
pointing
want your
at
phone.
Me for?
I want your phone because my phone died and I want to use it for the next segment.
Honey. Okay.
Honey, love.
Where Isley at?
Isley's not coming.
Her ass is on the way. On the way.
She said, coming.
Look, exactly. You're right. Right. Coming.
Yo.
Just tell her, okay.
All
anyway.
These fucking
That's right. I'm hot.
Apartment.
I'm hot. Excuse me.
Okay, here we go.
So, now we're going to move over to our weekly obsession.
Yes, and this is my weekly obsession. I just remembered. So, you know my bitch, Riri. Riri.
Ow.
Riri. And then, you know my bitch, Melly. Shout out to my Dominican queens out here. Yo.
Yo.
Fucking Melly. They fucking out here, you know, in the music industry.
Love
so
it.
She did like a promo ad for Fenty, and I just want to play a little clip of it because I'm just like, it's so cute. Like,
I
it's
love
just
it.
So good.
Okay.
Like, I just wanted to play a little.
Wow.
Derek is turning. Wait,
cameraman.
Okay, that's cute. So,
yes.
This is
Melly.
Okay.
Her name is Melly. She is just on the rise.
Okay, my phone back up, thank you. Excuse the way you me. Found it. Thank you very much. Excuse me.
She threw it.
Like, what?
She threw it across the room, now the screen is cracked. Okay. So what's happening now?
So shout out to Melly with that Fenty promo. Like, that's kind of like a big deal, especially for her and a good stamp in her career.
Yes.
You know, so she's just out here winning, glowing, shining.
Shining.
Yes, yeah. What have you been obsessed over this week?
This anime called Mob Psycho 100. It is loosely based off of, it's in the same franchise as the One Punch Man franchise, right? Now,
no one knows.
Noelle knows. Thank you very much. Thank you, Noelle.
Sorry.
Hello. Thank you. So, like I was saying, yes. Now, One Punch Man, I didn't watch past the first episode because I was like, damn, this is too intense. And honestly, Mob Psycho 100 was the same thing. But like, I'm way more into like psychic powers than I am like superhuman strength. So I kept watching it throughout, and I finished the first season this week, and I'm excited to start the second season. But it's just a very like, it's so weird because I'm typically not a fan of that style of like the animation. Like, the characters look very ugly. Like, I just don't know how else to say it. But like, their expressions are just like very just like gross and like disgusting and like whatever. But it's really graphic. No, it's not graphic in the sense of like there's like blood and gore and stuff, but it's just very like, if someone's like in distress, like you can like, the it's so drawn out, like it's just, it's hard to explain.
Right.
Yeah, it's just very just like,
it's so intense.
Yeah, like everybody looks like the Scream mask, like a little bit. Like, ooh. It's like it's like very like,
yeah, no.
it's strange, but it's a really dope show. Like, I've kind of fallen in love with it, so that's dope. I've been obsessing over this artist named Billie Eilish. She is 17. I'm coining her basically as kind of like the new like Lord, because she's 17. She writes all her music. It's her and her brother that write her music, and it's very just like kind of like teenage angsty, like dark. But they cross a lot of different genres within her music as well. So something will sound like folk, and then it'll go right into like pop and the like grunge, and then it's very dope, but also like very dark. Taylor Parks is another artist that I've been obsessing over. Just go look her up. You know, Tidal always keeps me lit with these artists, and she's super dope. And then Marina also dropped a new album called Love. Marina from Marina and the Diamonds, but she dropped the Diamonds, and she's just Marina now. And that's also been a pretty swell album. Is there anything that you are obsessing over, Spider?
Blood Orange newest music video. Got Diddy in there. Plus he got a couple of dope people in there, and it's just the visual is just fire. Shout out to Ben Kari for shooting that joint. That
hey.
It's a really good visual. You guys need to check it out. There's also this other artist who dropped this film on Nowness. It's
on Nowness.
On Nowness.
What's
Nowness
that?
Is like, Nowness is one of the biggest like art video platforms.
Okay,
where you know, a lot of like dope artists. They have good curation on there.
Okay.
But for some really good visuals and like films that has like a little more deeper thought in like how the sound and like how the graphics are to help you really tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole bunch of that on there, but I forgot the artist's name. Hold on one second. His name is Baloji, right?
Baloji.
It's called Zombies, but this film is dope. It's like a fashion film, music video, short.
Sorry, Anthony, aka Spider.
Yeah.
Are you you're a videographer?
She keeps coining you as a stylist.
I thought you were a stylist.
No, he said no like 8 times.
I just got style, baby.
Nice.
Nah, but I'm a director, DP. DP is a director of photography.
Okay.
But yeah,
like, I knew you had something in that, but I thought like your main thing was styling.
Yeah, no. I just like to look.
That's Isley.
That's Isley. Yes.
Yeah. Shouts to Isley, man.
Yeah, Isley, hurry, mama.
Her late ass. Her wings are flapping as hard as they can.
She's also pregnant right now.
Yeah, she's pregnant. I'm like her. So there's a little bit of weight on the wings.
Be nice, Derek.
Excuse me. This is nice. Thank you. That's super dope. Nowness.
My film is I just released.
That's what I was gonna ask. Too. Yeah.
So yeah, my film is about it's a Mayan tale, it's a folklore tale. But we're just like I worked with Aja on to like create this. They produced it and they also creative directed it.
Okay.
And they brought me on to like come with them to Guatemala.
Yeah.
We went out there and shot it. I shot a shaman.
Travel and record.
Yeah, exactly. So Aja is a leather bag brand. But I'll tell you, you can learn more about that once you go to their page, aja.co. But we went out to Guatemala for like a week and we interviewed a shaman in the mountains. And he has like this whole mask museum out there.
Wow.
You know, like, and he was able to really document their culture. And then on top of that, we got to understand the intersection between Catholicism and the Mayan religion. And, you know, he practiced both of those both religions. And it's just like weird because Catholics, Spaniards, they came and colonized them, you know, but that just goes to like break down how they were able to preserve and also understand the situation that they were in. But you got to watch the film to figure out why.
Oh, I'm excited. Is that I got to pay for this platform?
You don't have to pay for this platform.
Keeping it real. Like, hello? What's the tea?
Just go to my page, go to my link in my bio, or go Nowness Anthony Prince.
Okay.
Watch the film. It's super experimental. It's cool. I shot for like 5 days. I shot so much stuff. I got a sound design by one of the best.
Yes.
I got, you know, it's color corrected. It's so much thought went into it. Yeah. So definitely check that out, please.
And that link will definitely be in our episode description as well. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, all right. That's that. That's the end of our Side A episode.
Tune in later this week to catch the B-side and the completion of this episode.
Until then, stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better light. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you farting, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man?
You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's Matt O.D.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Estamos aquí, estamos lindo.
Pero like the fuck, miss, like, hey yo,
Bob, but like, DK.